Blog Talk Radio.
I'm a part of the fellowship of the unashamed. I have Holy Spirit power. I've stepped over the line. The decision has been made. I'm a disciple of His. I won't look back, let up, slow down, back away, or be still. My past redeemed, my present makes sense, my future is secure. I'm finished and done with low living, sight walking, small planning, smooth knees, colorless dreams, tame vision, worldly talking, cheap giving, and dwarf goals. I no longer need preeminence, position, promotion, applause, or popularity. I don't have to be right first, tops, recognized, praised, regarded, or rewarded. I now live by faith, lean on His presence, walk by patience. I am uplifted by prayer and labor empowered. My face is set, my grade is fast, my goal is heaven. My road is narrow, my way is rough. My companions are few, my God reliable, my mission is clear. I cannot be bought, compromised, detoured, lured away, turned back, deluded, or delayed. I will not flinch in the face of the sacrifice. Hesitate in the presence of my commentary. Negotiate at the table of my enemy or ponder at the pool of popularity.
Evening Blog Talk Radio. Good to have you with us tonight. Going to be a good night tonight. God gave us an amazing revelation yesterday. And we're going to dive into it.
Awesome.
And it's going to be awesome. So, oh, you just. All right, here we go. I just got to get something done here, and then I can push the button. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't gotten a notification yet. Are you live?
No. All right. Trying to get there. That's good. That's good. And I think that's good. And that's good. And that's good. And we're going live. Whew, Jesus, help us. Here we go.
Is it showing you live?
Almost.
You say I still don't see.
Almost. Almost there.
How does it wind up?
It looks like we're there. Wow. Was that ever a process?
Yeah.
Mike Tony, welcome. Goodness sakes alive. Looks like the share button worked.
Well, is it? Right here.
All right. Quiet before the lion. Isn't that something? And there goes the camera. It looks like the share worked. Looks like folks are here. Looks like that's working. Hallelujah. Rebecca Smith is with us. Rebecca, you and Mike, take it away. Sing. Well, won't be here alarm long. Alarm went off at 0100.
Oh, my goodness.
My Lord Jesus. Help him fall asleep right now. Well,
yeah.
Wait. Make sure he's in the bed before you help him fall asleep right now. them folks keep some scratch. Oh my goodness. Nothing like starting out stuttering. Shambanda da kevalaka musica.
See, here's some music.
Wow.
You can still do a little music.
Here we go. Oh, when the saints. Amen. There, that song was done quick. Did you get it? Because that's how fast the revelation is coming tonight. Woo! I receive it. Kathy Kite, good to have you here, man. Well, the mic's going to fall off just, well, let me say that differently. I'm making that statement. Kathy's like, yes! I show up and the pastor's stuttering. It's the only time I've ever ministered where people get excited about you.
About your stutter, huh?
Woo! Jesus. You know, Facebook, you just working. I command. I don't know. Maybe that's what it is. Series is talking. Series. Bless you, Kathy. And bless Matt. And bless Joey. And bless. Bella, I did it. Hold on.
Hi.
Oh, I call y'all. All right, we're supposed to be singing here. Oh, when the saints come marching. I don't think I'm in a situation where I'm going to need any ladders.
Really?
Wow. Hold on. What a night. This thing is going. I'm telling you right now, it's going to be great tonight. For you. It's because you're digging yourself a pit. I'm telling you right now. The revelation has been good all day. The impartation of God's love and mercy, grace, and blessing has been really good all day long. And Woo! I'm going to tell you right now. Hold on. That's awesome. Woo! All right. Velma Wiles. Oh, my goodness. Poor Jesus. Pour out your spirit in this place tonight. Amen. Pour out your spirit in this place tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. In the mighty name of Jesus, pour out your spirit. Go ahead, Kathy, ask a question. Give an opinion. Do something.
I am ready for YouTube.
We are, we're broadcasting on Facebook, on Blog Talk Radio. YouTube's about to come live. Go live, whatever it is. And it's going to be one of them nights. I can see it right now. Don't worry about the beginning. Wow. Glory be to God. I'm a slow typer, so be patient. Kathy? If you hadn't made the statement, I'm a slow If you hadn't made the statement that you're a slow typer, we would have never thought that of you.
Velma, hello.
Velma, Brother Dave.
Wow,
this is going to be a night. I'm telling you right now.
Starting with pineapple pizza, Mike.
It was 100 degrees here today. It might still be 100. And we took off this afternoon. Wow. Isn't that something? I wonder how many records that's setting today. 99 degrees right now.
Wow. Let our air is cooled up.
But it's been one of those days where you can just feel the manifest presence of God building. You can just feel the anointing building. It was pretty much a dry 100, Dave. Yes, it was. There wasn't a raindrop anywhere. And there's a bunch of folks here saying, we need the rain. Now, see, I can see down there by Sister Phyllis and all across Texas, that rain needs to roll right up around Oklahoma, Wyoming, South Dakota, and North Dakota. In the mighty name of Jesus, all y'all quit hogging the rain and send it on up. I think our weather pattern comes in out of the British Columbia, off the Pacific and down, but we'll take all you bring us and just spread the water all over the Midwest. May this be the biggest bumper crop year we've ever had, in the mighty name of Jesus. There, I actually got some out. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Now, last night, if you didn't hear last night's message, it's a precursor to where we're going today. And I encourage you to listen to last night's message over and over and over again. I wanted to get and there's a presence in here already. I wanted to get YouTube all edited down so that you can just go right to the message. I didn't get done, but you can still go right to the message. It starts right after the beginning. And the revelation knowledge that happened last night is absolutely out of this world. And right while I was speaking and everybody was receiving revelation knowledge, God was giving me another level of revelation that goes way beyond what we were already getting. And it is absolutely amazing what he's saying to us. It's absolutely amazing. And tonight, we're taking it in farther than where we were last night, so that we just go in. Say it with me. I'm going in. I am getting the revelation that belongs to me and you tonight.
Amen.
Nobody and no thing will get in our way. Now, Sister Kathy's asked a question or made a declaration or something. Kathy, I have now read your question. Do you want the holy religious answer? Do you want the raw, faster, freaky, radical, drop you through the roof preacher? And which one of those do you want? Because hallelujah. Shamalakadita vanonde. Well, let's make sure we say this. Let's make sure we say this right up front so that everybody hears me say these words. If you feel like you need to get the vaccine, that's up to you. I want to make this declaration right up front. It is not a vaccine. It has not been proven to be a vaccine. It is a shot, and they are giving it to you, and they are telling you it is not a vaccine. And if something happens to you, they will not be held responsible. So if you don't realize those statements that they're making about it, then you'll run right out to it. I don't know if you saw the meme on Facebook, but the meme on Facebook is two rats talking. And they said, have you received the shot yet? And they said, no, they're still using it, the humans, as a guinea pig.
Yes, it's
the vaccine. No, wait. Nobody throw nothing at me, please. A vaccine is something that is tested and tried and proven. All right? Now watch. So that we don't divide over a vaccine. If you feel you should go get that shot, go get it. But I'm going to tell you something. You better pray like you do over any shot before you get it that says, God, they're putting some kind of foreign system subject in my body. And I'm going to tell you something.
Saying that she was going to get it.
No. Is it wrong of me to think of him as a different Christian because he took the shot? All right. So this is one of those subjects. This is one of those subjects that is going to be very divisive, because that's why they did it, is to divide the nation. That's why these people did it, is to divide the nation. So when you look at it from that point of view, you and I have to look at it as believers and say, what did Jesus tell us about this? All right? Jesus said in Matthew chapter 12, verse 25, every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and every city or house divided against itself will not stand. A house divided against itself will not stand. So that's why they have done all of this, is to divide the nation so that we won't stand. That's why you and I as believers, according to the Apostle Paul, have to stay away from the divisive conversations. As he said, don't prove anything. They don't bring any strength. They bring weakness to the body. And Paul said they spread like a cancer. So I'm going to just instruct this right now. When it comes to the shot, to get or not to get, it's a violation of my First Amendment rights. It's a violation of my place as an American for you to require me to have one. And when they of their own lips admit you get it, it doesn't mean you won't get the virus, then I'm going to say, whatever. All right? So, should you look at him differently? This is how we look at every Christian. One God, one Father, one Lord, one Savior, one baptism. And the bottom line is, if he's a brother in Christ, now listen, I have my questions about anybody that calls himself a therapist and a brother in Christ. If they don't tell you, I'm going to pray for you, right, get you free, get out over a year, then I look at it and say, I don't know what you might be a therapist that's a Christian, but a Christian therapist going to bind the devil, going to bind fear, going to bind confusion, and it's going to begin to see you set free because he is a believer and he believes in God. Otherwise, you're going into therapy, and then therapy does what therapy does. That makes sense what I'm trying to say at all, love.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, let me say something very specific for everybody that's here. If you've already received the shot, that's fine. I don't have a problem with that. And I don't look down on you for getting it. All right? Just remember, of their own declaration, it is not a vaccine that is going to stop you from getting the virus. So in my view of it, why put it in my body? If it's not going to stop and guarantee any kind of perfect health, I don't need it in my body. Because you can't guarantee it, then I don't need it. And I'm not going to sign a piece of paper that says that I don't care what happens when you give me a shot. I ain't signing that paper.
Amen. Amen.
Ready? Somebody sing "When the Saints Come Marching In." The greatest thing you and I have to do as believers all the time, is make sure that we are filled with the love of God and the grace of God, all right? And that means everywhere you go, you should be the power in the room, because you are filled with the Holy Spirit of God. Yes. Yes, I am. I am already the therapist for quite a few people. We might as well add you to the list too. And on we go. My first assignment for you as your therapist is go out tonight and cast out a demon. All right. Phyllis is singing. And listen, if I don't answer the phone about how to cast out a demon when you find one, call Brother Mike. He's already got the ladders set up. Everything's ready. We are tuned and ready for this. Here's what happened after you cast out that devil, and then we have our first question. I say, didn't the power feel good flowing through you? And you're like, yeah. Then I say, well, then take that power to every other part of your life in Jesus' name. Boom, chicka bam. We done killed, we done kicked the enemy out in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh my. This is a start for a program like we've never had yet.
Woo!
Oh, yeah. And most of all, like Brother Mike's leading you in this line right now, don't be those who cast out demons but don't know Jesus, all right? You don't want him to say, depart, I never knew you. You want to make sure you have a relationship with the demon caster, amen? And listen, if you're new tonight, and you're saying, what are these guys all about? Just hang around. This is the coolest bunch of crazy folks you ever saw in your life.
They really are.
It's the craziest bunch of cool folks you ever saw in your life.
One serious question to our city when we say come back, and then another one throwing his Bible for.
Come on.
I love it.
Come on. We're singing the Saints Marching. Somebody's a therapist. We're getting shots, vaccines, casting out demons, healing the sick. What more could you want in the first half an hour of a program right there, bro?
There is something for everyone.
Paul Alstead, he talked about the weather. Wait, it was kind of a dry conversation, but...
If we see you running down the street, I'll ask you if you're okay, because then I'm going to laugh. It makes me feel bad afterwards, but I'm going to laugh.
Oh! Hi, Phyllis.
Don't bother, Phyllis. She's singing. Thank you, really.
No. Now, if you're wondering about Brother Mike's staring about running down the street, that's when you tangle with the demon and you don't quite get it out, and he comes after you, take off running. Well, now, wait. There's one thing about the sons of Sceva. At least they had enough sense to get out of that house where that demon was.
Wait.
You got two choices. Run or stand there and say, I command you to come out in the name of Jesus. But if you're not trying to cast demons out in my name, the demon will probably come out if you use Jesus' name. So as long as you're using Jesus' names, stand in there. Here, can I have some more coffee? As long as you're using Jesus' name, stand in there and just keep going, because the demon has the bow. My. Oh, what a start. Yeah. We're talking about you casting out a demon. Come on. You know, that dry heat makes me really thirsty, Dave, for wet water. Wow. What a start. What a start. My Lord Jesus. My. Now, here's what we got to do. I bind any demon from ever being around our sister, and I declare in the mighty name of Jesus, not only are you free, but everybody that gets around you gets free. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. You know, I to comment on your statement there about anger. There, in these end times, in these last days, because deception is going to be so rampant, because the enemy is trying to divide the camp of the righteous, anger is going to be one of the emotions you learn to deal with. Paul said, be angry and do not sin. He didn't say it was wrong to be angry. When you see injustice happen, that makes you angry.
Yeah.
You don't, wait, with all due respect to us, you don't need a therapist for that anger. You are seeing injustice, and anger is proper for injustice. Because if you don't get angry, nothing ever changes. Now, you can take your anger too far, like the people that have killed the abortion doctors. That's taking your anger too far. Or you can let your anger not cause you to do anything. You say, well, I'm just going to live in peace, peace, love, and happiness, everybody. Peace, peace, peace. No. No, there's some bad stuff going on in this world. And you know, I got to let the anger that's in there cause us to be motivated to change things and cause them to be different in the mighty name of Jesus. And so the thing you got to do with anger is learn how to control it and not let anybody else's anger get inside of you and turn you into something that you hate. And so, you know, I'm going to deal with all this and in my notes already for tonight's program. Thank God that what we live in here, Mary, Pastor Rick, welcome, Mary. We've been missing you. We've been loving you. We've been praying for you. We've been speaking the will of God, the ways of God, the things of God over you and your life. And Shannon Tony's here. Did you see Shannon? Shannon's here.
I didn't see Shannon here.
Mike's here. And Shannon and Mike and Shannon. And Shannon, good to see you. This is what you got to do. You and I just got to pray for him. Because wow. So bad today. I'm so glad here too, Kathy. You got us all started. But maybe we should stop and just take some shots right now with you and solve all this. Mary, there's just sometimes you got to stand in the mirror and point your finger at that person and say, I've had enough of you, now straighten up. Brother Dan Cottle, welcome. And now... Anybody know what we're supposed to be doing right now?
Start with the pledge.
We can start with the pledge.
To get us in the right direction.
Well, I want you, Alexander Reynoso's here.
Hey, Alexander. Hello.
Alexander Reynoso's here.
How come I'm not seeing any of these people you're seeing?
Bless you, my brother.
Hello.
Where are you? What are you doing? All right, hold on. That's what we're going to do right there. We're going to pray for Everly Park. Somebody do something because everything's jumping on me.
Yeah. Did you pin it?
I did not, but thank you for pinning it.
Yeah.
All right. The little red cup caught my interest and now I'm hooked. But you didn't know it. But that's the plan with the little red cup. We hook him and now we got him. Once every month, every 6 months, we come with the big red cup and really freak him out like, oh, Jesus.
Yeah, Mike, thank you much.
All right. Let's pray today, right now. Let's pray right now for Everly Park. She is, I forget what she said, how many months old? Oh, no, she ain't that old, is she? No, I don't think so. It's like 3 months old.
Who's 9 months? Oh, it's Ashley's baby for her 9 months.
And she's in the hospital. An infection that's gotten into the bone. Now, if you have a prayer coming up in your heart, in faith, click the message. And start typing your prayer in. I'm going to pray a prayer right now. Excuse me. I'm going to pray a prayer right now. All right. In just a minute, I am going to pray a prayer right now. Now, everybody just give me a second here. Here's why we do what we do. All right? I command you to work. All right? I'm telling you right now, you work. And you do exactly what I say you're going to do because this is my computer, and that's how this system works. I declare all of our technology functions properly right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we speak life and life more abundantly to Everly Ryan Park. She was conceived in the God-designed perfect womb. The perfect environment for the perfect growth for this perfect little baby. We speak the word of God. All organs in her body function properly with healing and with great strength in Jesus' mighty name. I declare right now, say it with me, as an ambassador of the kingdom of heaven. Only 1 month old. As a minister of reconciliation.
As a minister of reconciliation.
As a child of Almighty God.
As a child of Almighty God.
Because I walk in righteousness.
Because I walk in righteousness.
I declare a dominion on this earth.
I declare dominion.
Infection, we command you, leave her body now. In the mighty name of Jesus, leave her body now.
Amen.
Want to say it? Every organ system function properly.
Every organ system function properly.
Every one of them. We declare Sister Phyllis's life and her prayers and the promise to 1,000 generations covers this little girl, covers the family, covers this great grandchild in the mighty name of Jesus. We declare life and health and strength in Everly Park's body right
Amen.
Now.
Amen.
We declare the angels of the Lord in the room right here, right now. We declare it over Jacob too. Is that his name?
Yes.
Jacob, right now in that hospital room in Grand Rapids, in the mighty name of Jesus, these two children of God receive the blessing and the help and the strength of God now in the mighty name of Jesus. It doesn't matter if somebody even sinned in the process. We declare that God Almighty has shown up through these ministers of reconciliation. And now life and life more abundantly comes to this child and to Jacob now in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. As a matter of fact, we speak over the whole floor in that hospital where Everly is. Life happened in that NIC unit. In the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, life. May nurses be standing there saying, I don't know what's happening. The power of God be flowing through there now. The centurion said, speak the word and my servant will be made whole. The Syrophoenician lady said, it don't matter if you think I'm a dog, I get the crumbs. And Jesus spoke the word, and the daughter was healed, and the servant was healed, and they were not there with them. And we declare, Everly, be healed. Jacob, be healed. Donnie Jr., be up and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, because that is how our kingdom works. In the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, Lord, we give you the glory. We give you the honor. We give you the praise right now for these miracles happening in these people's lives. It's not because of us. It's because your power lives inside of us. And we speak that power like you did, how God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power, who went about doing good, healing all with that power that resided on the inside of him. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Somebody shout a big amen.
Amen.
You ready? Sing it with me. For you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. For you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no like you. There is no one else like you. For you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. For you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. Don't you love God? I really want to sing that next part, but in the mighty name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Here's the cool thing, guys. We've been here an hour. Almost. We've shouted. We've spoken the word. We loved one another. We rejoiced. We fought the devil. Wait. Wait, let's not say that. We didn't fight the devil. We crushed him.
Amen.
He doesn't get the function. He doesn't get the function. We've had fun and we've had worship. And this is how the kingdom of God should be functioning.
Yeah. Yeah.
In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. You know, when we started in March of last year, you could have never convinced me that this is what was going on. It's all right. Thank you. You could have never convinced me that this is what would be happening today. But that's because I didn't have an agenda. I didn't have an agenda. I just was doing my part to share the word of God. But God had an agenda. Aren't you glad we're functioning in God's agenda? Everybody say it. Let's do God's agenda.
Let's do God's agenda.
Why? Amen. Because when we get into our agenda, then it gets human and it gets fleshly. and you get bad human attitudes and all the rest of that stuff going on. No, if we stay in the work of God and what he's doing, we're going to stay in the center of what he wants us to do. Because then it's not about you and it's not about me. What we're doing here is not about you and me. It's about his will for this body of believers. And that's so much bigger than you or me could ever be. He called this a healing room on February 21st. He called it that. Guess what? We enjoy that every day, and we love it when we see people come in. The healing room happens. Life happens. Power happens. Strength happens. And guess what? Everybody goes out with power, and the person that came that needed the help gets themselves free and blessed in Jesus' mighty name. Why? Because of you? No. Because of me? No. No. Because his word and his will cannot fail. It's like that baby. She grew in a perfect womb. In a perfect environment, a perfect body, a perfect life. There is no way this perfect baby in a perfect environment in 1 month has come up with a bone infection except an attack of the enemy. We say that attack is gone now in every sense, in every sense of that word. In every sense of the word. You might say, Pastor, do you ever have a rough day? I have rough days. I have days when the enemy wants to make it rough, but I'm not submitting to no rough day. Say it. I will not submit to a rough day.
I will not.
I'm not going to be the person with the attitude. I'm not going to be the person with the sin. I'm not going to be the person with pride. I'm going to walk with God in God every day, and I'm going to be the lead of the ministry of reconciliation. Everywhere we go and everything we do. We're going to live like Jesus. You know what that means? That means that this group of believers, everybody who comes in there and is like, help me get what you guys see and know, your life is going to radically change, improve, grow, develop, be strengthened beyond anything you've ever imagined. Because this atmosphere is fused with, is infused with growth and development and solidity and strength. Mary, I don't think there's nothing square about you, and you certainly aren't a peg. Last I checked, you was a Mary. That was a good joke. I did really good on it. A house full of rugrats. Katie and Jake and Jack, along with my nephew Sam. Hey, Sam, from one Sam to another. Welcome aboard tonight, man. It's going to be a fun ride. We're about ready to dive into the Word of God. And when we get done, your grandma's going to stand up like Wonder Woman. I don't know whether she's got a Wonder Woman outfit or not, but it's all right. We don't care. Kathy Angaroni came in and had us doing shots already, so everything's good. Wait, for those of you that don't know what that means, we're talking about taking communion. Better be careful how I say that. Sister Wilma, I have a light-colored shirt on tonight. It's not gray or black. It still says Harley on it, but it's not gray or black.
It's still not much more colorful than...
Hey, you guys watch how you're talking about the Harley riders. All right. So, let's see. What do we do now? Everybody just pray in the Holy Ghost with me for a minute. Sinamanda dubo shimalaka dibidi mundika. Manda de basta para kalida munda de sha. Ambanda de basta kide rotama. If you pray in the Holy Ghost, join us. and pray in your heavenly language. If you don't, say right now, Father, I want my heavenly language. Fill me now and be filled with the Holy Spirit and speak in your heavenly language right now. Shombanda devakale sinimanandama. Mandala brevisaka. Ande de bosada. Mande de lana. Mande de verasika. Sandola nomana. Mandala sadina mondika. Masita. He got me a shirt for my birthday that says, my aunt is my Wonder Woman. Now, so everybody knows, I don't read minds. I don't have no camera in anybody's house. I spoke the Wonder Woman word out of the Spirit. I love it. Don't you love it when that happens? Goodness, that's alive right here in front of your, right in front of your very own eyes. See, Kathy, Mary's one of my therapy people, and had called and we had a therapy session this afternoon. She wouldn't have been spitting on the griddle. Wait, just so everybody knows this. Brother Mike, I know you're trying to fall asleep. Don't leave me now, brother. I need some help, dude. I need some help. Wait, I want everybody to know something. Fiery darts come. Fiery darts come from the enemy. They ain't from you. What you do with those fiery darts is what determines the outcome of your day. Now, I'm not going to make the statement, everybody's going to have fiery darts today. I'm not making that statement. May you be so hot, the devil don't even shoot at you.
Amen.
Amen. May you be so quick to fire back. He's like, leave them people alone.
Yeah.
All right. But the fiery darts are going to keep coming. Until you learn to shoot back as fast as he shoots. Batters and pineapple pizza. Becca Chapman, you're wonderful. Where'd you come from? Now, I think we need to pray and get started, all right? Because I really have a good word I got to speak tonight. It adds to what we were doing last night. And it's going to put some more depth to it so that you and I can truly, truly walk in the power of that verse that Jesus gave us at the end of the wow. Hold on. Let's pray. So what we got to do is pray. I got to get myself focused here. Woo! What an opening hour. Just so you know, we don't come here with a monologue. We come here and turn on the camera, and then God takes it into the most amazing thing you've ever seen. And go back and listen to him again. Serious. Enjoy it. Is YouTube on?
Yeah.
All right. Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
Sunday Geyser's over there. That's right.
He's over there shouting glory and amen.
Amen. Now, let's pray. Let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name. Speak into us now for an hour. And your word that resides in our heart is is doubling up in the great power and strength. It's producing life inside us. Lord, I thank you for every person that's here tonight. I declare the peace of God, which passes all understanding, rules their hearts and their minds in Jesus Christ. I declare it right now. I declare, according to the word of God, great peace have they that love the law, and nothing will
offend them.
Thank you, Lord, that right here, right now, tonight, this word doesn't offend, it liberates. This word doesn't confuse, it brings revelation, knowledge, and deep understanding. And everyone sitting here tonight, maybe they're driving, in the name of Jesus, life and life more abundantly comes to them. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I, your servant, who love these people, Sister Leanne, how we pray for them and speak over them. And Father, your wonderful Holy Spirit is radically changing their lives every day. We receive their gifts. We receive them and from their family. And we speak right now over the community of faith. Every one of them knows with us tonight, and those we haven't seen in a while, those that will be popping in and out, we declare life to you and life more abundant. We declare over every person around the world that you designed to be with us, not just Julian and Pamela, not just Sister Mary Fernandez, not just our friends in the Philippines or Australia. We declare every person around the world that is to be connected to us, they get connected now, and we build this worldwide network of people that are changing their world in faith. So that you look down and you see your work and say, would you look at that? And we all look up to heaven and say, thank you, Father, for making us who you've made us and setting us free in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. The mighty, mighty, awesome, wonderful name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Right. Now, open up our Bibles to the verse we were in last night, John chapter 20. Thank you, Wilma, for saying that. That always reminds me to make this statement. There are several people have said they turn YouTube on, the TV, so you get the message coming off of YouTube and you can watch it on the TV and turn the volume up and down and stuff, sit on the couch or whatever. And then they just open up Facebook and turn the volume down on your phone. You can make comments on Facebook. That way, whether or not Facebook works good, you're still making comments in the Facebook side or on the YouTube side.
Right.
And that's a good process that works for people. And if that's something you want to do, we encourage you to do that. It'll be a blessing. John chapter 20. I want to read this again. And then We're going to teach a little deeper about this tonight, because there's been more revelation. More revelation was coming to me last night as I was speaking. And when we got finished, Sister Leanne and I go for a walk. And while we were walking, he even gave us greater understanding. I want to share it with you. And then I want to solidify what we were talking about last night and help everybody see the revelation of it, because that's a doctrine the church doesn't teach. Matter of fact, many people teach against it. And you and I are going to stand strong and stable in this thing. And we're going to see people's lives change forever in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now, John 20, verse 19, and we'll go down through 23. You know what? Let's go down. I'm going to say it one more time. Many people, several people, turn this on YouTube, because YouTube seems to work better for a consistent signal. On their TV, now they got them up on the big screen. And they use their cell phone, just turn the volume down on it, because you have internet in your house. Use your cell phone to make comments over here on Facebook. Thank you, Wilma, for saying that. Thank you, Kathy Angaroni, for saying it's a good idea. And my mom, wherever you are, oh, mom's in Washington, D.C. I was going to welcome her, but she's had a blast in Washington, D.C.
She's all over again.
19. The same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut where the disciples were assembled for the fear of the Jews. They thought they were next. And they had just seen Jesus brutally crucified. And they're like, I don't know, but we don't want that. All right? Jesus came and stood in the midst of them and said, peace be with you. Now, I got a word for you. I'm sure that didn't help their fear issue to have Jesus just show up and say, hey, guys, peace. Have you ever noticed that many times when Jesus said peace, it's because that's exactly what them folks needed, because he showed up and like, he just walked through the hall. They were eating supper and Jesus showed up. Is that this one? I don't know. Then he walked back out the wall and they're like, yeah, well, now where did that fish go? Wait, they're real humans. 20. When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. That he showed them the nail prints, and they're like, wow, this is Jesus. When he had said this, no, Jesus said to them, peace to you. As the Father has sent me, I also send you. Now they're back and Jesus is saying, boys, you're getting ready to go again. Well, they already went once, cast out demons, healed the sick, and raised the dead. Well, we went more than once. 3.5 years they went. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right? He said, as the Father has sent me, I send you. 22. When he said this, he breathed on them and said to them, receive the Holy Spirit. What does that breathe on them look like? Well, who knows? Is it like Benny Hinn? Pastor, you just said the man's name. I'll say it again. Benny Hinn. Ooh, it's like the Simba. It's like the Lion King. Say it again. Benny Hinn. Ooh. I don't do that. Don't judge God's servants. Don't do that. It's not our place to judge God's servants. If they're off, it's God's place to judge them. Whether or not it's what you like, doesn't make a difference about nothing. Don't you be the one flapping your lips, judging them because he said, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. You ready? I'll say another one. Jimmy Swagger. He said it. Jim Baker. Pastor, what are you doing? Well, I'm just getting a little bit of the shuddering out of you, all right? I'm not preaching about him, but quit worrying. carrying them. They're not your servant. They're not mine. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Say it. I'm not the Lord over those people. It is not my place to be public and say a word against any of God's leader, because you now have taken the judgment in your hand and made it public for everybody to see you're doing the judging. And now God will judge that person who does that with the same level of judging they're doing them other people when they don't have any right to do the judging. Woo! We didn't even talk about judging.
Yeah.
And I just hit a home run. Throw another pitch, Leanne. Here we go. Just don't be a part of that crowd publicly judging other people.
Right.
It don't matter how many people on Facebook do it, or Instagram, or any other of the stupid places people go. Wait, of any other of the platforms of social recognition they go to. I don't know. Don't do that. That now.
All right.
Jesus breathed on them, whatever it looked like, and he said, receive the Holy Spirit. Verse 23. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained. Statement, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Jesus literally in red letters said, if you remit the sins of any, they will be remitted. If you retain the sins of any, they will be retained. Let's keep reading, and then we're coming back to that verse. Thomas, called the twin, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples said to him when he showed up, hey, dude, we saw Jesus and you wasn't here. We have seen the Lord. He said to them, unless I see his hands, print of his nails, and put my finger into the print of nails and my hand to his side, I will not believe. You know what that means? Thomas was standing there watching when they put the sword in his side. He was. Now, do not be Thomas, because Thomas said, I will not believe. We'll get to that in a little while. After 8 days, the disciples were again inside, and Thomas with them. Jesus came, the doors being shut, but the midst of the room said, peace, dudes. Their fear issues probably did not grow any. Oh, Jesus, why are you doing that? He said, hey, Thomas, reach your finger here. Look at my hand. Reach your hand here. Put it in my side. Do not be unbelieving. Do you see what Jesus just said? Do not be unbelieving, but believing. Thomas answered and said to him, my Lord and my God. Jesus said to him, Thomas, because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed. Say it with me. I'm a believer.
I'm a believer.
That's an easy thing to just say. I'm a believer. Just say it. I'm a believer. Spend every day. People say, are you a Christian? They say, oh, you got religion. Say, no, I'm a believer. People look at you like, what? I'm a believer. Well, what does that mean? I have believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, and I am saved. I'm a believer. I believe. All of a sudden, you'll stop saying, I'm so filled with doubt and confusion, because you'll say what? I am a believer. And you will be. Keep reading. Truly, Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in his name. Now, Mary Pastorick asked the question, how we know they are truly anointed? Well, the proof of an apostle is what the apostle Paul said will be with them. The proof of being an apostle will be with them. I think that's 2 Timothy 2:7. We'll get it. It's the proof of being an apostle, wasn't it? Signs, wonders, miracles, and people were set free. That is the answer. Well, Pastor, what if I don't like how they're preaching? That is life. That is personal taste. That is the way you are with your passions, your desires, your taste, and your skill. Now, here's the next thing you got to say. Don't be on the internet just listening to every willy-nilly to everybody. That's going to confuse your doctrine. When you find life, stick with it. That's why I keep saying we need your help so we can get this stuff edited down and people can come back here and say, wait, I need to hear that again. And Pastor was preaching that. I'm going to go back and listen to that another time. Why? Because it changed your life. Some of you may not understand this, but there are literally some messages that Dr. Mark T. Barkley, who is my pastor, that he's preached, that I've listened to well over 100 times. You know why? Because that message was so filled with life that it transformed me every time I heard it. Now, long before I reached 100, I should have got my pen and paper out and wrote the verses down and said, all right, I'm studying these verses because that's the message that was just preached. Now I know down in my heart. Thank God for Christian television and preachers being everywhere on every corner preaching, teaching, and all the rest of it. But if you're not careful, you'll turn on Christian TV and be led by a myriad of different ministries. And the next thing you know, you got confusion because three different people are saying it three different ways. And then you're like, well, which way is right? Well, make sure you come here and say, I see what's right. And then don't judge them by me. Judge them by the book. Everybody say it. Don't judge by a human. Judge by the book. Now, signs of an apostle. It's the King James versus the New King James language. Why we're having trouble digging it out. It's all right. Look at this verse with me. Matthew chapter 18. Last night, I told you the story of my friend who was killed in the truck accident. 2 Corinthians chapter 12. Yes, that is exactly what it is. 2 Corinthians chapter 12. I'm just going to refer to this because Mary asked. Verse 12. Truly the signs of an apostle were accomplished among you with all perseverance in signs, wonders, and mighty deeds. So, this is why I say be careful where you go and get some good word. Because all of a sudden, you'll hear different preachers who seem to be in good shape preaching a good message. But you can end up getting confusion on the inside of it. That's why you got to write the verses down and see what they say. Now, here we go. You got to get that out of the way. Got to get that like that. Got to get this like this. And say, watch this. Now, let's go to Matthew chapter 18, and we're going to read 15 through 20. Pastor, what in the world does this have to do with whosoever sins you remit, they'll be remitted? Watch. This is not in my notes. This is accompanied by the Holy Spirit. Watch. Verse 15. If your brother sins against you, go and tell him his fault between you and him alone. If he hears you, you have gained your brother. Right? 16. If he will not hear you, that's a pretty steep offense on two brothers in Christ. Two ministers of reconciliation come together to solve it, and one walks away saying, I won't hear you. Well, what's Jesus say to do? Then take with you two more, that by the mouth of two or three witnesses, every word may be established. Well, what are you doing? You taking two more that's going to build your offense? Or are you taking two more that's going to say, we are walking by the word. You're a minister of reconciliation. You're a minister of reconciliation. Forgive. Because what's the bottom line to offense? Forgive. Keep reading. If he refuses to hear them, tell it to the church. Did you notice that Jesus didn't say, if you have an offense with somebody, go tell everybody at church first? Oh, this is really good. I hope you're paying attention. Watch this. If he refuses to hear the church, look at what this says. Let him be to you like a heathen or a tax collector. Sometimes silence makes us actually look at our Bible. Read the next verse. I say to you, whatever you bind on will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. I say to you that any two of you are that agree together in my... Wait, I got to read the Bible. I say to you that if two of you agree on earth concerning anything that they shall ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, I am there in the midst of them. Watch what Jesus is teaching. If your brother sins against you, go to him or her alone as a minister of reconciliation and forgive. If they refuse to say, I forgive and I give you and I accept your forgiveness, then you bring leaders, two more leaders of the church who are not taking sides to say, brothers, forgive each other. This ain't about sides. It's about people that will look at those that are in a disagreement to say, you are a Christian, forgive. If they don't do that, you bring them before the church. If they refuse to forgive what the offense is, the church will now treat them like a heathen. I know it's really serious, but wait, watch this. Whoever sins you remit, they will be remitted. Jesus said, whosoever sins you retain, they will be retained. Jesus said right here in this, when people refuse to forgive their brother, treat them like a heathen. Because he who does not forgive his brother does not get to be forgiven by God.
Right.
Does anybody want to say, Lord Jesus, help me? I want you to see this. The same Jesus, whosoever sins you remit, they will be remitted. So it is possible to do that. It is possible for you and I to look at someone and say, I remit your sins. Jesus also said, whosoever sins you retain, they will be retained. Now, Pastor, because it's real quiet. Wait, we started out with joy and happiness. Why are we here? Well, we're here because we got to get the revelation from God through the Word, through Jesus. That on this earth, we are going to be just like Jesus was on this earth. Wow. Wow. I just did a real quick search. I didn't have it in my notes. But 10 references in the gospel where Jesus says, which is easier for to say, your sins forgiven you or be made whole? Your sins be forgiven you or rise up and walk? And the Pharisees are looking at him saying, you can't say it, you can't do it, you can't do it. And he said, be made whole. And they said, you can't do that, you can't do that. And he said, your sins are forgiven, be made whole. Watch. It's not about don't talk to them again. It's about realize that the person who was not going to forgive is now you got to look at him as a sinner, not as a brother. Pastor, who has the right to take somebody's salvation away from us? None of us.
Right.
We don't have the right to take their salvation away because we're not God. But all through the Revelation chapter 2 and 3, where Jesus was talking to the churches, he said, repent or your name will be taken out of the Lamb's Book of Life. He didn't say I would do it. He didn't say you would do it. He said he would do it. I'll remove your name. He says it over and over. Now, why are you saying this to us, Pastor? Well, because the church opposes the doctrine of you not and thy sins be forgiven thee. But in that situation of the story last night of my friend who is, his truck is flipped in the ditch and he is now dying because he died. Because of the accident, he is now going to die and go into eternity. I don't know that because I'm in North Dakota and he's in Michigan. But our friend that drove by said, I better call Sam and Leanne and have them pray. They called on the phone within minutes of this thing happening. And we literally were able to say, I speak life and life more abundantly to that driver. And now I say, if he's committed any sins, they'll be forgiven of him. And right on the spot when I prayed that, I had the inner witness on the inside. That man, whoever was driving that truck, went to heaven. Well, about 5 hours later, the person that called sent us an article out of, you know, somebody online saying, this is the driver's name and he's my friend. And I have tried for years to get the man saved. And on the day his truck flips, God has somebody at the truck who will say, Pastor, pray. And I got to pray and see my friend escorted into heaven. Why? Because I was willing to say, sins be forgiven thee. I said, be made whole. I said, you will live and not die. I don't know the situation. That did not happen. I spoke the words. Leanne spoke the words. We prayed in agreement with the friend on the phone and said they will live and not die. Of course, we're not knowing the situation. We at least said, thy sins be forgiven you. And the immediate witness of the Spirit said, they made heaven. This is the revelation that came to me while I was teaching you last night and when we left and went on our walk. There's a whole lot of people in our life that we should be saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, I remit their sins so that they now have the ability to see who you are. Amen. And sin is no longer standing in their way. Well,
good
Pastor,
preaching.
It's good preaching. Sister Rebecca calls it a glory kick. And there it was, a glory kick right there in the mighty name of Jesus. I want to say, glory be to God. Now watch this. I have prayed for 20 years for the man to pray the prayer. I just sit here amazed. I'm going into that awestruck again of God. That God, on this day that truck rolled in the ditch, God saw it coming. He put somebody I knew at the scene so I could pray the prayer. Now, let me ask you a question. Go ahead.
Just in then, we got the revelation of we can remit people's sins so they can speak out, because that's what stands in the way of
who's in your life right now? It's your son, your daughter, your brother, your mom, your dad, your good friend, your neighbor, that person at work. You can see they're trying to find God. And they can't get to him. You know what sins are in their life. What God needs on this earth is one of us who will say, I remit their sins. I stand in the gap for my friend. Remit their sins. Father, forgive their sins. I stand in the gap for them. And break open the doors of revelation of God Almighty's love and abundance for him. Now, well, Pastor, how do we know to do that? Do they need Jesus? Then do it. Are you telling God what he had to do? No. You're standing in the gap as an intercessor on this earth saying, Jesus, I want that one in the kingdom with you. And they seem to want you but can't find you. When you and I say, your sins are forgiven, sin is now out of the way, and the revelation of God can come upon their life. Hallelujah, glory be to God. Listen, the Father may say to you, can't do it. Pastor, would he really say that? I don't know. Here's what we're teaching tonight. We're teaching you to take these verses I just showed you, and there's a mess of verses on this. Find that verse where Paul said, turn them over to the devil that the body would... Watch this. What you and I are doing is standing in the gap. Saying, no, your sins be remitted. You are standing in the gap. The Father's the one that's going to do the work. You can't. How are you going to do it? You and I don't have that. But what are you doing? You and I are doing what it takes to get them free so they can see who God is. John chapter 20, verse 23, goes right alongside of Acts chapter 1, verse 3, that says, by an infallible proof from God. How many years have you been praying for the people that you know? And it doesn't seem that anything's happening. I encourage you, start praying this prayer. I remit their sins. Well, Pastor, Velma, we love you. We call you blessed tonight. Thank you for being with us. Thank you for being alongside of us. Thank you for your help, your blessing, your love, mercy, your grace. May the peace of God fill you and that whole house so you sleep like a baby or a log, whichever one you desire. That is not the one I'm looking for, but that's a good one. Paul said it in Corinthians about someone. He said, for the salvation of their souls. Now watch this. But thank you for that verse. That's a good one. Thank you, Velma. Love you. Love you. Thank you. You're a valuable member of the body. You are a valuable member. I want you to see this. No, it's in Corinthians. Watch this. He said remit their sin. And he said it for a reason. We just read that you can retain somebody's sins. He said that in John 23. Why are we saying this, Pastor? Because if you can see it in the negative, then it's also got to be true over in the positive. If Jesus is serious enough to say, treat them like a heathen, he's also going to be serious enough to say, take them from the heathen stage and put them over into the other stage. There's been many times in my life as a minister of the gospel where I've said it about people, Father, forgive their sin. And he said, no, I will not do that. They're in rebellion. They choose to be in rebellion. They want to be in rebellion. They don't have any desire for me. And I'm like, whoa, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Well, let's do this, Mary. We're not judging whether or not somebody's a sinner or not. All right? Just pay attention. Wow. Look at where God is taking us. There's an old saying that said if it works, it's a dog. If it quacks, it's a duck. If they sin.
If they've committed any sin,
wouldn't
that sound right? So it's not saying that you're saying if they have.
Okay. Right? We got to put it into context. Don't worry about these questions. They're all good. They're all taking us to an understanding point where God is taking us right here, right now. All right? Jesus gave us the example of saying, sins be forgiven thee. That's before the cross. Jesus is saying this to the disciples after the cross. All right? Now what? The principle is I'm teaching us tonight by the Holy Spirit is this. I just showed you the reference point where Jesus said, if they refuse to repent of their offense and their unforgiveness, treat them like a heathen. Because that's what they are. Go with me to the Lord's Prayer, Matthew chapter 6. I'm not trying to put you and I in a position at all of saying, well, I wonder whether they're a sinner or they're a sinner. I'm talking about the important people in your life who you look at and say, God, they seem to want you. If they've committed any sins, I declare those sins are remitted so that they can come to you and know who you are. Better that time, love.
I was reading in that.
You're reading. From now on, do not read and pay attention. The reason why God is having me really deal with this is there's some people that look and say, wait a minute. What is this doctrine that you're teaching us, Pastor? This is the doctrine. Matthew chapter 6, verse 9 through 15. Everybody say it with me. Read the Bible.
Read the Bible.
And believe it. I love the word. Don't you love the word?
I do love the word. Except
where
I can't find a verse
to speak. All right, well, go to Bible.
Then over to a debased mind.
No, no. Let me say my words again.
Yeah.
Paul said,
right,
when you come together, turn them over to Satan. Go to BibleHub.com and say, where did Paul say, and then put Bible Hub in that search, and that should come up if you do that through Google, I think. But don't worry about us. We're just working it out, because what I've given to Leanne to find this verse is a mixture of the New King James and the King James and probably something else. Watch what Jesus said. Hey, watch what Jesus said. Verse 9, and everybody say it right out loud. Read your Bible, 9 through 15. In this manner, therefore, pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Don't stop. For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. Go back with me to Matthew chapter 18. Help me, Jesus, not to get stuck in this process, all right? I want you to look at this. I found it. 1 Corinthians 5:5.
You did?
Yeah.
Woo.
Now, Jesus said, whosoever sins you retain, they'll be retained. Whoever sins you remit, you'll be remitted. This is what I want you to learn. As a person that goes everywhere speaking life, in that process of speaking life, and you see someone and they're struggling, in your private prayer, don't walk up to them and in their face say, well, I remit your sins in Jesus' name. I'm not saying for you to do that. I'm saying for you in your private prayer to yourself, between you and God, you can say, Father, do it. They might be somebody sitting in front of you saying, I can't seem to get free from this sin. Open your mouth and make the statement. Jesus said, whoever sins I remit, they'll be remitted. I remit your sins. Receive it right now. Pastor, that's making you God. No, it ain't, because you don't have the blood. He does. That makes you a messenger, a minister of reconciliation, with your places to reconcile them to God. Bring them back into relationship with God. Somebody ask another question, because I got to make sure I'm getting this out so that it's making sense. Let me just ask, Sunday guys here on YouTube, is it making sense over there? Because I want to get this one point nailed down tonight. This is a principle that is taught through the Bible, throughout the New Testament, in many areas. And it is something the church doesn't talk about, because they don't believe a man sitting behind a confessional booth should be able to say, I forgive your sins. Well, you and I aren't forgiven their sins. I'm not the one doing the forgiving. Ask another question, Mary, because your mind isn't shallow. I'm working hard to get out what I'm trying to say, and I want to make it work for you, because I know if I answer your question, I'll answer somebody else's question. And your question, Mary, you're someone that's not afraid to ask a question. So just ask it. And you can't miss any more sessions because you ask all the good questions. I love you, Mary. I'm serious about that. We love you here. We don't think you have a shallow mind at all. You might have a shallow well in your yard, but not a mind.
Mm-hmm. You have a deep mind.
1 Corinthians 5. Look at this. Now, this is a messed up deal. But hang on to your hat. You ready? What did I tell you? 1 Corinthians 5, yeah. Verse 1. It is actually reported that there is sexual immorality among you. And such sexual immorality is not even named among the Gentiles. Then a man has his father's wife. Amen, Wilma. That's exactly what it is. I'm not the one doing the forgiving. I'm just asking God to forgive them. You're standing in the gap as an intercessor. Amen. Let's keep reading. Verse number 2. You are puffed up and not rather mourned that he who has done this deed might be taken away from you. 3. For I indeed as absent in body but present in spirit have already judged as though I were present him who has done this deed. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, when you are gathered together along with my spirit with the power of our Lord Jesus Christ, deliver such a one to Satan for the destruction of the flesh, that his spirit may be saved in the day of our Lord Jesus. Do you not know that a little leaven leavens the whole lump?
Yeah.
Therefore, purge out the old leaven, that you may be a new lump. Since you truly are unleavened, for indeed Christ is our Passover, was sacrificed for us. Therefore, let us feast, not with the old leaven, and on he goes about the leaven. Now, Pastor, that's messed up. Yeah, and had his father's wife. A son had his father's wife and was committing sexual immorality with her. Paul said, turn him over to Satan. But who is he? A member of the Corinthian church. And Paul's saying to the church, you guys are allowing a bunch of this stuff. Stop it. Pastor, I thought the Corinthians were the real holy spiritual ones. They were. They were the ones that Paul gave the teaching to about the gifts of the Spirit and the Holy Spirit and the gifts of God, praying in the Holy Ghost and tongues and interpretation. But they were also way out there. Well, Pastor, could we forgive that guy's sins? I imagine there was a whole lot of people trying to forgive his sins. But here's what happens when you pray that prayer. You open the door for God to change that person's life. And if that person is bound in rebellion inside their life, they're not going to change. And that rebellion is going to bring them face to face with God. And what's it going to do? It's going to cause them to change their way. Because if you think you're holy and all of a sudden all of your sin comes on you, you're going to change your way, because that's going to lead you out of the presence of God. Once you've ever been in his presence and you've got out of it, that's going to feel like you just fell off the face of the earth. Why? Because his presence is everything in our lives. If you're referring to someone that is angry at me or someone else and they will not forgive, I'm talking about just plain old contrary people. All right, let me say something about the offense word. I use the story of offense because in the same story, Jesus said, treat them like an unbeliever. Right?
Right.
So when you say, I remit this person's sin. You are talking about a person who you can see is struggling with sin and they can't seem to beat it. Well, step in as an intercessor and say, I remit their sin. Father, show them an infallible proof of you and watch how fast that thing changes. This ain't about walking down the street saying, well, old Charlie over there is a nasty old cuss. I'll remit his sins. No, that's not what this is about. What my teaching was last night is do not hesitate when you see a car accident. Stand in the gap immediately and say, I don't know those people, Jesus, but you're not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. I stand in the gap and I say their sins be remitted so they can have entrance into the kingdom of heaven. Like I did for my friend when the truck rolled over on me. I know in my spirit, that man went to heaven right there on the spot.
In the final decision, I mean, the
course
of God, because
right.
We don't know what they're
doing. Right. The final decision is not mine. My duty is to intercede and stand in the gap and speak the word of God. That makes sense? Oh, yeah, definitely with your children. Wait, this isn't for you to go in somebody's face that's next to you and say, you wicked sinner, I remit your... No, your heart is wrong when you're going like that. This is so that you and I, standing in the gap, can make up the hedge and see things change for people's lives.
Like Jesus interceding for us when he was hanging on the cross and said, Father, forgive them. They do not know what they do.
Yeah. Like Jesus hanging on the cross, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And that soldier that reached up with his spear, that dude's going to be in heaven. Roman soldiers were brutal, but they still had to deal with the fact that the blood of Jesus went all over them.
Yeah. Oh,
amen. Amen. Every time someone gets shot, stand in the gap. Make up the hedge. What are you doing? You are in your community, standing in the gap, making up the hedge as an intercessor, and Jesus' words of whosoever sins you remit, they will be remitted. And whosoever sins you retain, they will be retained. Am I working too hard at it, love? All right. I command you to work. Try it in this translation. There it is. All right, one place. Right, let's go. And this is good. Wait. Thank you, Mary, for saying this. Wait. You and I are not Jesus. We do not have the blood. We are not standing as God. We are standing as an intercessor. Say it. I'm standing in the gap.
Standing in the gap.
There you go. Thank you, Rebecca. You just said it. That's a good way to say it. Every time the fire department goes by, you can make the statement, Father, if they're going to a wreck in my community, I declare in the name of Jesus that any person in Iraq, their sins are remitted. They have the ability to say inside, forgive me. I declare I stand in the gap by the blood of Jesus, and I say, receive them into heaven. You are not Jesus. You are not trying to be Jesus. You are an intercessor who's standing in a gap, praying a prayer for someone who needs to be saved and get to heaven.
Right. Jesus already took on the sins himself. We can't do
right.
that.
Right. Nobody can take on anybody else's sins.
But we can ask that they be remitted.
But we can ask that they be remitted. Watch this. Jesus. Go with me to Ezekiel. Do you remember where we were last night? Ezekiel chapter what? Ezekiel chapter 22. Here we go. This is the perfect example. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Wow. And this clock just flies, doesn't it?
Wow. Yeah, it does.
All right, wait, let me ask this question. Are you guys enjoying this study tonight?
Yes, I am.
All right. Wait, I asked the question very seriously because the Holy Spirit showed me this last night, that there are Ezekiel 22, verses 29, 30, and 31. Thank you, Wilma. He showed me last night when the program was over a bunch of people in my life that I've been saying, oh, Lord, find somebody that'll go talk about. Get these people saved, Jesus. Oh, send somebody. Well, no. You don't have to send somebody. I am already here, and you are someone I know, and therefore I'm going to stand in the gap and make up the hedge for you. You are going to get to heaven. You know me. Does that make sense? It's like Brother Jesse said about his mom. His mom looked at him when he was a wild heathen and said, dude, I am your mother. You were born to me. I have the promise of all my kids to 1,000 generations. You're getting saved. It's your tough luck. Here we go. 29. Ezekiel 22, 29. The people of the land have used oppressions, committed robbery, mistreated the poor and needy, wrongfully oppress the stranger. That's some bad people. God's people. Teresa, welcome. 30. So I sought for a man among them who would make a wall, stand in the gap before me on behalf of the land, that I should not destroy the land, but I found no one. That's a sad day in Israel's history. In America, there's millions of us that are standing in the gap. Hey, David, it's good to talk, man. God bless you. Welcome. Welcome, 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 welcome. David and Teresa. Come on. Verse 31. Therefore, I poured out my indignation on them, and I have consumed them with the fire of my wrath. I have recompensed their deeds on their own heads, says the Lord God. I want you to see something. That is not what God wants to happen in anybody's life. God doesn't want to have to pour his wrath on anybody. We love you too, Father. I bless David and Teresa right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Everybody bless. Just like that day when I saw him drop to the knee and propose. I bless them now with the peace of God and the will of God and the strength of God and the blessing of God in their life.
Amen.
Reveal them, yourself to them, Jesus, an infallible proof that just makes very clear exactly what they need to see.
Amen.
And, and if they've committed any sins, they will be forgiven.
Amen. Amen.
Are you listening? listening, Becca? Becca and Sister Kathy Angaroni can hear that pen clicking. Like, Pastor, you know what sounds like on my big screen TV? Sounds like you're beating something with a stick. My goodness sakes alive, this is really good. Wow. Let's go to Luke. Wait a minute. Let's go to Luke 17. See if I found the right verse. Yes, I can. Kathy just threw her remote all the way from North Dakota. Whoa! North Carolina. I stopped. I honestly stopped. Pastor? The next time I see you, I am going to take that click finger of yours and deal with it.
The funny thing is, Kathy, if you take his pen from him and he clicks his ring on his cup or the side of his computer, maybe I need to put mittens on him.
Okay, somebody help me find it. Jesus said, if your brother sins against you seven times in one day, forgive him. All right. I'm circling the wagon. Pastor, circle the wagon. Don't click your cup, all right? Wait, just so you guys. Where was it?
Matthew 18:15.
That's not it. It can't be in that chapter, is it really?
Not say to you up to seven times, but up to 70 times seven.
Where is it at? 18:15.
18:15.
That does not say 70 times seven.
12.
We're looking for the 70 times 7 verse.
Yeah.
Anyways, what's the purpose of this?
22:18.
All right, it is. You're right. 18:22. Let's read 18:21 and 22. Goodness sakes alive. We love you too, Teresa.
Did we go inside?
It's Matthew 18:21. Peter came to him and said, Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Jesus said seven times. Jesus said, I didn't say to you seven times, but 70 times seven. And then he said, kingdom of heaven is like unto a certain king who wants to settle accounts with his servants. When he began to settle accounts, one was brought to him who owed him 2,000 talents. But as he was able to pay, his master commanded that he be sold with his wife and children, all that he had, and payment be made. The servant fell down before him, saying, Master, have patience with me, and I will pay you all. The master of that servant was moved with compassion, released him, forgave him the debt. But the servant went out and found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 denarii. 1% of what the other guy owed. He laid hands on him, came by the throat and said, pay me what you owe. His fellow servants fell down at his feet and begged him, saying, have patience with me. I will pay you all. But he would not. And he went and threw him into prison till he would pay the debt. When his fellow servants saw what had been done, they were grieved and came and told their master. And his master, after he called him, said to him, wicked servant, I forgave you all the debt because you begged me. Should you not also have compassion on your fellow servant? I had pity on you. And his master was angry, delivered him to the torturers until he should pay all that was due. Look at 35. My heavenly Father will also do to you if each of you from his heart does not forgive his brother his trespasses. I have no idea why I was going to this set of verses, but I had a very good reason before I got lost and couldn't find my way. Now watch. I can find my way. Here's my deal. Here's where we're going, and here's why we're here. Jesus very specifically said to the disciples after the resurrection, whosoever sins, you remit, they will be remitted. You and I, standing as the intercessor, standing in the gap, can pray that prayer. Every time you pray a prayer, listen to the Father's voice to you. You don't need me there saying, all right, you did a good job, now say this next. No, listen to the voice of the Father on the inside, because he is talking to you on the inside. And literally, what you find yourself becoming is someone who gets very serious about people's lives. All of a sudden, you're going to see these people's lives who have been struggling with sins, struggling with confusion, struggling with bondages. All of a sudden, you're going to just see them drop off. Why? Because you and I stood in the gap. We found the trauma that started it, and we bind it, and we remit their sins and say to the Father, remit their sins. I am standing in the gap for that person. And you're like Jesus, who sits at the right hand of the Father, interceding for you. You and I are interceding for that person. Sometimes you get an immediate inner witness, like that yesterday, 2 days ago, with my friend who was killed in that truck accident. Wait. Let's pray one more prayer. Pray this with me. Say, Father, in Jesus' name, help me to be in tune to you for every one of my friends the enemy is trying to take out. I stand in the gap. I make up the hedge. I am their intercessor. Forgive their sins and bring them an infallible proof of who you are in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. God in heaven. Well, I'm trying to circle this wagon, but I'm going to tell you something. There's people that are on so many meds, the function of their mind and their spirit is not even normal. They have so many meds, they cannot even function normally. When you know somebody like that, immediately begin to pray for them. Say, Father, their sins be remitted. Show them an infallible proof. I bind all the damaging effect of those medications. If there's any healing properties, may they work. But most of all, heal them in their spirit, heal them in their soul, and heal them in their body. Sin causes a separation between you and God, and sin can actually stop a healing from manifesting. You might say, Pastor, this sounds real serious. Well, James says sin produces death. I can see you right back here again. I'm really struggling with this one sin. Have you taken it to the blood? Yes. Have you been born again? Yes. Have you been filled with the Spirit? Yes. You're born again, filled with the Spirit. Your sins are forgiven you. But what about the next time it shows up? Remember this. He made you a new creation. All of that passed away. He made you completely new. And what you see now on this side of being born again is a fiery dart of the enemy saying, you got to submit. And all you got to do is look at it and say, I'm a new creation. That is not who I am. I am a new creation in Christ. That ain't me. Shoot all your fiery darts you want. I'm going to call them fiery darts. They cannot change my new creation position. Everybody listening for the clicks, listen now. I know. I can hear it. Pastor? Can you feel me pulling your ears right now? All the moms are. You do that again, Buster. And I can't help myself. Oh, yes, you can. I know how moms are. Oh, yeah, you can help yourself. Now stop it. You ready? Let's circle the wagons. Father, in the name of Jesus. I declare over this young man, take him totally out of the people that's saying this about shots.
Yeah.
Help him find somebody that said, I don't care if you got a shot or not, can you do the work? Yeah. And we declare all the rest of this garbage gets out of the way. You can take him right to that spot where he can have that job. And he can be blessed and have the money that he needs to make.
Amen.
And be blessed in the mighty name of Jesus. Infallible proof from heaven manifest for this young man tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, we declare doors of opportunity show up for Bella's boyfriend right now in the mighty name of Jesus. May the doors of opportunity, Lord. All these people saying this about the shot, help them get over their stupid selves and get their act together. That ain't America. We declare in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, you'll stop your ignorance. And you'll just get back to being a good American. In the mighty name of Jesus, may judges and may lawyers and may doctors and may mayors and governors say, stop all this nonsense. That is not who we are or will ever be again in the mighty name of Jesus. They tried to take us over, and it will never happen because you are a foul demon from hell, socialism, and we bind your effect in the United States of America. Jesus. And may their sins be held against them. The socialists. Shouldn't have said that. Now we're going to another hour of conversation.
Fully invoke your vengeance on their wickedness.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Ready? Circle the wagons. Let's go for communion. Father, in the name of Jesus right now. What an amazing revelation that we get to stand in the gap and make up the hedge. Literally see people set free. What a revelation. What a revelation. Whoever sins, we repent. They will be remembered. Of course you're leading us. Whosoever sins, we retain. They'll be retained. and we're walking with you. Lord, I declare this revelation causes all of us to go to a new level in you. Us all to go to a new level in you. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty Lord, I ask for testimonies from these, the community of faith. I ask for testimonies to manifest now in these people's lives, just like I had the testimony of my friend who died and is now on his way to heaven. In the mighty name of Jesus. Well, is now in heaven.
Yeah.
In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Now, I encourage you to get these verses and copy and paste them, screenshot them, write them out on a deal. And somebody asked for this morning's verses too, love. Could you get them and put them in there? Leanne will put this morning's verses in for you, and she'll label them so that you'll see it. Bless you, Wilma. We love you. For all your help. I truly appreciate it beyond anything you can imagine. Those of you that are with us and you say, Pastor, I'd like to do something to help the ministry. I got lots of stuff that can be done. That you can do right at your house. What it has to do with listening to the programs again. But the cool thing about it is, as you listen to help us, it also changes your life because you get another application of the word. And it's an invaluable force. It's an invaluable force in our life. And any of you who would like an email copy of the verses of any of our nights, Sister Wilma's helping with that. And I literally have an email copy that I can send to you of the verses, and you can study them. And they're all written out right out of the Bible in an email, and it'll be a blessing to you. And, you know what? We're just growing in God. Isn't it amazing how we grow in God around here? I've been around so many different churches and ministry situations where nobody grew. Oh, my goodness. You and I get to grow in God because of who he is. Here we go. The communion elements. Corinthians chapter 11. Call all your friends and say, Pastor's doing shots. Come on the program with us. Not doing shots, but we're doing communion. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took the bread. When he had given thanks, he blessed it. He broke it. He said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. As often as you do this, do it in remembrance of me. Verse 25, in the same manner after supper, he took the cup, saying, this cup is the new covenant of my blood. As often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Verse 26, for as often as you eat this bread, and as often as you drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's redemptive work until he comes. Verse 28, let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. There's the whole process. Examine yourself and then partake of the elements. Verse 31, if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. 1 John chapter 4, verse 17. love has been perfected in us, among us, in this way, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. The day someone judges us, and the day we stand before Jesus and are judged. Why? Because as he is, so are we in this world. Verse 18, perfect love casts out all the fear and the torment that goes with it. Verse 19, we love him because he first loved us. Verse 17 says, as he is, so are we. He's the head, we're the body. It's his righteousness we're living in, not our own. It's his blood that has completely purged every sin from your life, never to be remembered. It's his blood that he lived in that gives you and I the ability to live in it. So what's that mean? On the day of judgment, we get to be bold. When somebody else is judging us, we get to be bold. Why? Because we're not going to sin. On the day of judgment before him, he's going to say, well done. And we're going to say, yeah. He's going to say, you judged yourself every day. I don't have to judge you. All he's going to say, light them works on fire. Let them sticks around. And the Bible says, because your works will be fried with fire on that judgment day, you'll receive a reward. Anything that's gold, silver, precious stones, that's done for the right reason in God, it'll last. Those things you did that's not, it won't last. It'll be burned up. And if everything you've done has been from an impure motive, but you at least were born again in God and you made it to heaven and all your works are burned up, at least you get to stay because they're tried by fire. That's what the Bible says. If you'll learn to judge yourselves, when you stand on that other side, you'll have a big old crown that you're going to be blessed with because your works will have gone before you. Yes, your works. In the mighty name of Jesus. Don't this. I just love it. No two times of our communion is just alike. Just isn't. Jesus said, as often as you do, that means do it often. And then he said the process is to examine yourself and then eat the bread and drink the cup. Ready? Pray this with me. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
You better pray the prayer of salvation first.
Oh, yes.
Look, Kathy, I took my ring off all the way so I don't have to bang it on the table. Pray this with me. Father, in Jesus' name.
Father, in Jesus' name.
I know I need you.
I know I need you.
In every part of my life.
In every part of my life.
I know according to the book of John.
I know according to the book of John.
Jesus is the door of salvation.
Jesus is the door of
salvation. And I enter in through you, Jesus.
And enter in through you, Jesus.
I receive you.
I receive you.
And I believe in you.
And I believe in you.
In my life right now.
In my life.
According to John chapter 1.
According to John chapter 1.
You
give me the power.
To become a child of God.
To become a child of God.
And I thank you.
And I thank you for it.
Just sit there for a minute and say, he made me his child. Do this with me. Put all your sins in a big ball and dump them out and say, there's all my sins.
There's all my sins.
Turn your hands over and say, Jesus, I receive all of your righteousness.
I receive all of your righteousness.
Filling my life right now.
Filling my life right now.
Say, fill every part of my life.
Fill every part of my life.
So there's no more sin.
So there's no more sin.
Only your righteousness.
Only your righteousness.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in power.
Understand the word of God.
Understand the word of God.
Pray in my heavenly language.
Pray in my heavenly language.
And live a successful life.
And live a successful life.
As a believer every day.
As a believer every day.
pray this in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And amen. And amen. You did it. If that's the time you prayed the prayer, welcome to the family of God. This is who we are. This is what we look like. Aren't we a handsome bunch of critters? And that prayer, you went from darkness to light. You went from your sin to Jesus' righteousness. Isn't that something? Nobody on the face of the earth ever, nobody ever was able to make happen our own righteousness. Nobody. If you don't receive his righteousness, you can't get there. And that just happened in that prayer. He made you his child. You are now a child of God. Isn't that just amazing? They put my email address and website in there. On the website is this communion service. I encourage you to do it every single day. As you do, begin to have your family do it. Do it. We in this communion service, you literally lead them in prayer of salvation. And they'll be right with God, ready to take it. Pastor, I thought I had to be a preacher to do that. It's not what Jesus said. There ain't no, as long as there's a preacher present verse in that chapter. Isn't that cool? Anyways, I got 10 verses I'll send you about how to walk with God. They're the very basic foundation verses. Get them, memorize them, study them, learn them, ask questions about them, send me an email and say, Pastor, help me understand these. All right? Because it's the foundation verses of your life. I am here to help you walk with God. And he will help me do that in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. The way we can be a blessing, we will. Ready? Get you some communion elements. Hurry, 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 hurry. If you're live, hurry. Take it in the kitchen because we're going to get going. If this is after live, stop the video. Get you some bread and water, bread and juice. One guy had Cheez-Its and a Gatorade. The idea is receive the communion elements. You ready? Pray this with me. I bless these elements.
I bless these elements.
For this time of communion with you.
This time of communion with you.
Jesus, you were wounded.
Jesus, you were wounded.
For my transgression.
For my transgression.
You were bruised.
You were bruised.
For my iniquity.
For my iniquity.
The chastisement for my peace.
The chastisement for my peace.
Is on you, Lord.
Is on you, Lord.
And by your stripes.
And by your stripes.
I am healed.
I am healed.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my mind, my will, and my emotions.
In my mind, my will, and my emotions.
Nothing missing.
Nothing missing.
Nothing broken.
Nothing broken.
Every joint supplying.
Every joint supplying.
In my body.
In my body.
From your body, Jesus.
From your body, Jesus.
In the body of Christ and my community.
In the body of Christ and my community.
And right here in this community of faith.
And right here in this community of faith.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. Amen. Let's receive his broken body. Thank you, Jesus, for the word of God that's made flesh that dwells among us. We thank you. Now we lift up the cup of blessing, the blood of Jesus. Pray this with me. By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I have been redeemed.
I have been redeemed.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I have reconciliation.
I have reconciliation.
With you, my Father.
With you, my Father.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
Every sin.
Every sin.
Has been placed in remission.
Has been placed in remission.
In my life.
In my life.
I am a new creation.
I am a new creation.
Old things have passed away.
Old things have passed away.
And all things have become new.
And all things have become new.
And I thank you for it.
And I thank you for it.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
Every plague.
Every plague.
Has to pass over me.
Has to pass over me.
Over my family.
Over my family.
And over the United States of America.
And over the United States of America.
Because we're standing in the gap.
Because we are standing in the gap.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I come boldly.
I come boldly.
To the throne room of grace.
To the throne room of grace.
Where I find grace, mercy, and help.
Where I help.
For my assignment every day.
For my assignment every day.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
And the word of my testimony.
And the word of my testimony.
I overcome.
I overcome.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
The accuser of the brethren.
The accuser of the brethren.
Is cast down in my life.
Cast down in my
and
life.
There's no more condemnation.
And there's no more condemnation.
My conscience is purged.
My conscience is purged.
My robes are made white.
My robes are made white.
And I will always be.
And I will always be.
The glorious church.
The glorious church.
Without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish.
Without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish.
When you come for me.
When you come for me.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen. Let's receive his broken. Have we heard the blood song enough to be able to sing it?
I have not.
I have not either. Yeah. Sing the one we always sing. The blood that Jesus shed for me way back on Calvary. The blood that gives me strength from day to day. It will never lose its power. It reaches to the highest mountain, and it flows to the lowest valley. The blood that gives me strength from day today, it will never lose its power. It reaches to the highest mountain, flows to the lowest valley. The blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never lose its power.
Ooh, what a night.
I wasn't tapping, I was using it as a drum. Sunday Geyser, we love you. Bless you. Chris Geyser, we bless you. Bless your family. Wilma, Thelma, Brother Jim, Joy and Mikey and Claire, we bless you. Jake and Jack and Will and Katie. Bless you. Ashley and Zen, bless you.
And we declare, Joey and Nate, you are free and delivered.
Amen.
In Jesus'
name. In Jesus' mighty name. Brother Dan, Sister Gwen, Brother Dave and Sister Gwen, Brother Mike, Sister Sharon, we love you guys. Teresa Dowd, Dave and Teresa. Awesome. Bless you guys. Phyllis K. Raymond, Mary Pastorick, bless you. Rebecca Smith and Christine. Brother John Wainer. I haven't seen you. Wainer on here. But I know you would, so we bless you. Dan and Gwen, we bless you. Brother Al, bless you. Brother Cam Rumrod, we bless you. Dean McDowell, we bless you. Who else is always coming over there?
Daily
Rice. Julian and Bamala. Sally Rice, we bless you.
Evelyn Robinson,
we bless you. We bless Mary Fernandez.
Yes.
God bless you, ma'am. In the mighty name of Jesus. Chris, I bless you in heaven. Bless us, Chris. You're in the great cloud of witnesses. I declare in the mighty name of Jesus over the Chris and Debbie Davis family, life and life more abundantly to every one of them. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. And Kathy Angaroni got to be with us the whole night. Remember, anywhere you go, anytime you see an accident, make sure you pray that prayer, whosoever sinned. If they've committed any sins, I declare they're remitted. I stand in the gap between them and their eternal destiny. And if no other reason, because our righteousness is in me. Jesus is in heaven saying, Father, your righteousness is in me. You and I are on earth saying, Jesus, your righteousness is in me. I stand in the gap. We love you, fellas. Keep us up to date.
Yeah.
Donna Howie Schubeck, please make sure we get an update. Robert Mulderman, make sure we get an update. Love you, brother. Who else? In the mighty name of Jesus. I think that's it. Till we see you again, this is what we say. Thank you for standing in the gap.
Amen.
There they are. I knew if we stayed around long enough, they'd be here. Thank you for being with us because you build us up every time you're here. Isn't that just amazing?
It is.
That from around the world in a matter of like 3 minutes. Sometimes it's as quick as a couple seconds. Julian and Bamala are talking with us in America from Malaysia. I'm ready to sing another song. I stand in awe of you. I stand in awe of you, holy God, to whom all praise is due. I stand in awe of you. I stand in awe of you. I stand in awe of you, holy God, to whom all praise is due. I stand in awe of you. Woo! All right, that's it. We sure love you guys. Till we see you tomorrow at noon. Remember, we're studying the book of Daniel, chapter 2. We might get that chapter done tomorrow. In the mighty name of Jesus, we call you blessed. We call your sleep blessed. We call your bodies healed. And if you've committed any sins, they will be remitted. In Jesus' mighty name. We love you. And God loves you. And Jesus is Lord. All right, love, we're going to have to go.